This is HPR episode 1833 entitled, Resurrecting an IBM T40. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 21 minutes long. The summary is, I make an attempt to bring a 13-year-old laptop back to life.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Okay, this is Swift110, and today we're going to be talking about bringing an ancient laptop back to life. The laptop that I'm currently working on is a T40. It came out in 2003, so it's a pretty old machine, and I just really wanted to be able to put it to use. I had a friend that gave it to me, and he wanted to play games on it, and that's perfectly possible, but they're probably going to have to be older games due to the graphics that are available and the run limitations in RAM, things of that nature. So I'm just going to have to work with what I have and do the best I can with it, because it's not a whole lot to work on. Now, currently, on this T40, I have a live DVD that's from 2010. I had it laying around. I believe it was a magazine I bought, Linux Format. Oh, and before I forget to just go ahead and talk about it, you probably notice a bit of an echo in my voice. Well, I'm in a study room at a library, so it's a rather small room, and there's a certain echo to it. I like it. It might be driving you nuts, it might not, but just wanted to go ahead and get that out the air in case somebody asks a question later. Why did you sound that way? I'm in a small room. So now with that out the way, let's talk about the specs of this particular machine. I'm actually trying to look in here for how to go about that. The operating system that I'm testing from the live DVD is PC Linux OS. I thought it would be kind of cool to use it. Right now I'm using 3% of the CPU, and I'm using almost half the memory. I have roughly 512 megabytes of RAM available on this machine. Half of it's being used, which is kind of crazy to me, because all I have open is the task manager. I can close the terminal that I had open. I have a picture that shows one of my earlier creations in Blender. It's a cloth napkin, by the way. I got that off this tutorial on YouTube by the name of Tutor for You. He does a very good job of being step by step and not skipping steps. It makes it a lot easier to work with it as a result. So I just got the picture open. I have a USB drive that I put in here. I was trying to actually connect via Ethernet, and for some reason, it's just not working. Apparently, what it's telling me is that network is down on interface wired Ethernet, and I'm a little annoyed by that. This room I'm in, I'm not sure if the Ethernet even works, and there's not really a whole lot of places that I can use Ethernet. The thing about this laptop is I don't appear to have a wireless card that's functional in it, so it's a bit of a pain in the butt from that direction. But let's see what I can do when I plug in the Ethernet to my X201, which is awesome, which is a ThinkPad, by the way. I'll see if that works, and it works. So, just a little bit confused right now. I already had it on Wi-Fi, so maybe it just didn't switch over. I don't know. Doesn't really matter a whole lot. But do some tests there and see if I get that work. I might install a wireless card in here. We'll see how much that costs. I have a good friend that actually gave me the T40. And he actually was like he wanted to buy it back from me. Problem is, I kind of like it. So I don't know if I'll actually sell it back to him. And I can make use out of it. It's just a matter of me being creative. You know, this is just an area that I enjoy doing. Tinkering with computers and making use out of them. With this laptop, the IDE drive in it was pretty much dead on arrival. And I took it out, probably threw it away by now. But I just didn't want to use it. I was considering using a CF card, you know, like the kind you use in a camera. Using that as pretty much a ghetto type of SSD versus using a spinning disk technology. I really don't want to play with an IDE drive. I may end up doing that anyway. At the moment, I'm not sure. I just have a thing with trying something new and not doing the old and boring way of doing things. That's just how I am. Oh, now my memory has dropped down to roughly 191 megabytes of 501. I got a CPU usage of, it goes from 3 to 8 sometimes. So it fluctuates, which is normal. Let's see if I close the picture. All I have is a PNG file open, but I close that out. What I like about PC Linux OS, is that this version, at the very least, already comes with a lot of programs that I use. So it's useful out the box without even installing anything. GIMP is actually on here. Surprise, surprise. Firefox browser is on here. Let me stop saying so much because I hate when people do it. So I'm not going to do that to you either. They have OpenOffice Manager on here. I would much prefer AbbeyWord. So I would switch that around once I get a hard drive. And then I can actually install things on here permanent basis. And I don't have to run from a live CD or DVD every time I want to use something. And that's the interesting thing. Because when I first got this laptop, I wasn't even expecting it to start up. I was just, okay, I'll try to power it on and see what happens from there. And then I put it in the live DVD, as I mentioned, from 2010. And it worked pretty good. So far I've tested out Puppy 5.2. I've tested Puppy Arcade. I've tested PC Linux OS. I have tested, what else is on here? This live DVD. I have tested OpenSUSE KDE, which I had no idea was going to work on here at all. Because it's, like I said, a laptop from 2003. My goal is to simply put it to use. I'm not expecting it to be a super machine by any definition. And I already have other laptops available to do more intensive activities. But this will work pretty well. I can certainly play movies, listen to music on it. Eventually I'll be able to get online with it. So it's nice. That in effect it has a 4x3, I don't know how you even say it. It has the original square screen aspect resolution 4x3. I'm just going to call it 4x3. If you write it down on paper, it's like 4. I said I was going to stop saying 4:3. whatever that sign is, three. You know what I'm trying to say. You guys are smart enough to know what I'm talking about. The original square screen. It's not the short screen that now is so prevalent. Actually, is the only thing available in laptops for the most part. Like, for instance, my X201. I love this machine. It's a really nice upgrade from what I had before, but it's a short screen. And when you put these laptops next to each other, the screen size is immediately apparent. Yes, I do have a nice weight on the X201. It's roughly 3 pounds, a little more with the 9-cell battery that's in there, but I noticed a difference. Anyway, I digress. I really like the screen on the T40. It's not the highest resolution, so if you're one of those people that are resolution fanatics, it's going to instantly get on your nerves. Just the same, for it to be an old machine, I'm content that it works at all. And I'm one of those people that's not particular about such things. So, it just doesn't take a lot to make me happy in that area. Thankfully, that's just the case. I mean to talk about the specs on this particular machine, and somehow I don't know how to do that on here. I really don't know how to do that here. Trying to figure out how to go about it. Oh, the CPU is actually a Pentium M, 1.3 gigahertz. I have 512 megabytes of RAM. There is no hard drive in here. It originally came with an IDE, a laptop IDE hard drive in here. Took it out because it was dead. I know I'm recapping from earlier. And right now it will not boot from a USB. So I'll see what I can do with Plop Linux. Get that working at some point. I've just been procrastinating lately. That's why I don't have that set up. That gives you a little bit idea of what the screen is. Oh, of what the specs of the machine are. The screen is 14.1, well, 14 inches. Square screen, like I mentioned. And it's really nice. I really am fond of it. It actually made me want to get a T60. That would be a nice addition to the family. And I would sell this back to him and have the money for the T60, actually. So needless to say, this may not even last long in my possession. Now, with regards to the desktop environment that's available on this version of PC Linux OS, this is LXDE, and I like it. It's really nice, very lightweight. I noticed that Puppy Linux was lighter, certainly. I can't think of anything that's really much lighter than that. If you can get lighter than Puppy Linux, you're really doing something, to be honest with you. And I don't really need it to be much lighter than Puppy. This version is actually pretty decent. PC Linux OS, actually pretty good. I like the look, the feel. I have bigger icons, apparently, on here. That's fine. It's not a problem. MPlayer is my video player that's available. I also have Clementine available for sound. The Synaptic Package Manager I'm so familiar with is on here. This is making me really rethink which OS I want to actually put on here at some point. I was thinking Puppy Arcade because it allows you to play a lot of games via emulators and just be able to do classic games that way. I think that would be really cool, but I'm not sure just yet. Still making decisions and pretty much playing with this game, pretty much playing with this laptop as it is. I'm looking for what tells me the specs of the laptop completely, and I have no idea how to do that on here. Normally I'm good at finding it, but this time I'm a bit of a loss. So then I can give you a little more details, but I told you enough. That pretty much sums it up. Right now I'm still deciding which OS to put on here. So far, PC Linux OS is a decent choice. I wasn't gonna consider it at first, but now kind of growing on me. Puppy version 5.2. I really like the way it looks, even though it's really old. The thing about Puppy is that sometimes it'll be a version that I'll really like, but then it'll be other things that I'm missing. Then it'll be another version that I kind of like, but it'll be certain things that it's missing. But if it's a laptop and I can actually get it online, none of that actually matters. So, I'm just going to work with what works best on this particular system. Right now, I want to check out the audio in here again, just because I haven't done it in a while, and see how it goes. Let's see. I'm trying to think what I want to play. I could play. I'm trying to think. Let's see. I'm tempted to do some projects in GIMP on here just to be funny. That'd be so funny. Actually, I did a tutorial in Blender where I have the text of my screen name, Swift110, and it's like water and there's a ball passing through it. So I'll see if I can see how that works when I play it. You can hear the CD drive spinning up, and there's this annoying wine in the background. Not really a wine, but some kind of irritating noise that I'm hearing that I'm not used to hearing. And I'm sure you hear it, and it's annoying. I don't know why it's doing that. It doesn't normally do that. So we'll just have to live with it for the time being. Hopefully that'll resolve itself. I like the fact that I'm able to even try out different operating systems via the live DVD. And there's at least five operating systems because it's a multi-boot live DVD. So it gives me an opportunity to check stuff out, decide what I want without even using VirtualBox. And that's pretty cool to use. I like that program, but when I don't have to use it, that's good, because then that takes resources away from the machine itself. So I'd much rather be able to just do it directly from a live DVD. That's not horrible at all, by the way. It's not a problem. Right now, I'm trying to open up this video. It's kind of being dumb. I don't know why. Oh, this is an MP4. It's giving me all this lip about it, and I'm not interested in doing all that really. Okay, so what I'll do is open it up in MPlayer. I don't know why this is such a hassle. All right, so MPlayer. By the way, I don't really like MPlayer. Much rather use VLC because I have no idea how to do this. Just the way it looks on here is so archaic. I gotta remember this is an old version of MPlayer, but it reminds me almost like what's that old audio player where they made the sound of a sheep? We used to use it in Windows. I forgot what it's called. All I know is this is really annoying. And I'm just not feeling it. So I would change that around. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and log out and log back in using Puppy. and see how that works out. So let's shut this down and switch over to Puppy Linux. I'm a little more familiar with Puppy Linux. And we'll just go that way. Excuse me. Bear with me. We'll get that done. All right. Let's put the DVD back in. And let's get it back on. Now, from putting the DVD back in, let's see how long it takes to actually get to a usable screen in Puppy. Man, did I tear the thing off? I think I did. Yeah, I did. Dummy. Oh, well. Let's see about getting this thing back on. So I just powered the T40 back on. And we'll see how long it takes to go from powering it on to starting the Puppy. And it's probably going to be a little while. So
let me see if I can move away from that stupid noise. I'm annoyed by it. I'm pretty sure you'll be annoyed as well. I'm already 20 minutes into this. I had no idea I was going to do this. Oh well, you'll survive. And we haven't started yet. Now you're saying missing operating system.
This is really dumb. Oh well. Tell you what, how about I stop here? And this will be pretty much about me using PC Linux OS on the T40. And then I'll do part two very soon. Alright, thanks for listening. Again, this is Swift110. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.